This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Looking back on your life, maybe a decade, what are the lessons you learned in life? Do you remember the days when your parents disciplined you for something you did wrong? I remember when I was 8 years old, one incident where I was disciplined by my mother. A house was being constructed opposite our home where we lived. The second story of the new building was in progress. On that particular day, all the laborers had gone home early. The neighborhood kids and I were very excited to play in that building that evening. We played the game of hide and seek. After some time, for some reason, I told my friends that I can jump from the second floor of the building onto the road. And I jumped. Thankfully, there was a mountain of sand below and I fell on it. My mother caught me in this act. I was disciplined. Now looking back, I understand that it was dangerous for me to do this. I could have been hurt badly or broken my leg or arm. From then on, I didn't do anything that will put me in harm's way on purpose. I was disciplined by my mother because of her love for me. Today, let us look at the Bible portion taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father the son He delights in. Three main reasons why we should not resent God's rebuke towards us. Primarily, because God loves us. God disciplining us is an expression of His love. Therefore, do not be discouraged when God disciplines you. The very fact that you are disciplined is evidence that you are loved by God. Secondly, because of the existing relationship, God disciplines us as a father, His son, whom He delights in. God is a good father. He delights in His children. God wants the best for His children. Thirdly, the purpose of God's discipline. God is like a coach who instructs and corrects his players so that they can be in top shape for a game or a race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 and 11 says, "They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." A novice once asked the great Michelangelo how he sculptured such beautiful statues. Pointing to an angel he had just chiseled out of marble, he said, "I saw the angel in the marble. I chiseled until it set it free." Similarly, a southern artisan had completed sculpting a horse out of rock. Bewildered by the transformation, a spectator said, "How in the world did you do it?" The artist replied, "I knock everything off that don't look like a horse." Likewise, God wants to be all that we can be. He has to knock off the rough edges of our sinfulness, chisel away the wrong attitudes, and sandpaper our character flaws. For that to happen, He disciplines us. Billy Graham once said, "God does not discipline us to subdue us, but to condition us for a life of usefulness and blessedness." We can ask this question, how can I know whether the adversity I'm going through is God's hand of discipline or something else or an attack from Satan? In any case of suffering, we need to ask two important questions. What is God teaching me through this? How can God get the glory in this? Discipline by God is not the payment for sin. The punishment for sin has been dealt with and paid for by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Disciplining of God is for us to mature spiritually. It is a process in becoming more like Christ. Think about this. Given the situation, how differently are you handling it now? Is the fruit of the spirit of self-control, peace, joy, etc. evident in your life? Are your thoughts renewed by God's word? Is the Holy Spirit guiding you in your decisions? Are you forgiving more quickly? The people around you will see the new person you are becoming, and one of the maturing processes is the discipline of God. What is your response to God's discipline in your life? Are you resenting God, or have you come to the understanding that it is for your good that God is doing this amazing work in your life? I encourage you, do not resent the discipline of God in your life. Discipline is not pleasant at that moment, but its reward is that it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace. The necessity of discipline is to save us from destruction. God's discipline is the expression of His love. It has been said that God comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. It is better to come under the discipline of God than to come under His judgment. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.